Enraged leftists compare pro-lifers to Texas Taliban after SCOTUS abortion ruling. By Wendell Hasebo on September 2, 2021. Leftists reacted Thursday to the pro-life 5-4 victory the Supreme Court handed down that bans most abortions in Texas after 6 weeks of pregnancy while legal challenges to that law proceed in lower courts, Breitbart News reported. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, tweeted that he believes a tyrannical regime is using its power to control women, concluding, hashtag Texas Taliban. Author Stephen King asserted the Taliban would love the Texas abortion law. Never Trumper Sherry Jacobus suggested that women and girls should be airlifted out of Taliban-controlled Texas. We need an airlift out of Taliban Texas. Women and girls first, she said. Self-designated thriller writer Megan Kelly Hall wrote that Texas should be boycotted before using the hashtag Texas Taliban. Every recording artist or entertainer, every athlete, every comedian, should cancel their tour dates in Texas, she said. Today. Right now. Don't wait another second. Don't bring money and business to a state that has put $10,000 bounties on women's heads. Popular far-left talk show host Cenk Uygur tweeted that God is not pro-choice. He is pro-abortion. And that if you think your wife cheated on you, the priest administers a toxic potion to cause a miscarriage, to expel the fetus from the body. New York Times best-selling author who dubbed himself King of the Internet, George Takei, took to Twitter to blast the Supreme Court as a real death panel that has allowed vigilante enforcement of an unconstitutional TX abortion law. Self-described author of fiction Jack Wallen decried those in Texas who are pro-life as Texas Taliban. Wallen raged on Twitter. What's next? Hashtag Texas Taliban. Are you going to ban divorce? Refuse women the right to work? Make it law that every woman must get pregnant within a year of marriage? Remove a woman's right to say no? Give spousal abuse a big Texas thumbs up? Bring back stoning? Entertainment and LGBTQ news contributor Scott Nevin suggested the Republican Party is the Texas Taliban, which should be voted out of office. Please show up en masse and vote Democrat in every election. He shouted over Twitter. A PhD candidate conducting action research with vulnerable people and who inhabit us, the intersections of science and society, suggested the Taliban has landed in hashtag Texas. Hashtag women, get out now to a safer country. A university professor who claims to hold a doctorate in reproductive physiology, Dr. Lisa Welch, tweeted she will not leave Texas due to all her family being from the Lone Star State. I will stay and fight the frightening new attack TX has launched against women, she said, hashtag Texas Taliban. Another woman named Aria Yeager, who teaches her clients how to move mountains, advertised her service of conscious determination to apparently defeat the Texas Taliban. Not to be outdone, Hillary Clinton tweeted the apparent terribleness of saving innocent life. Under the cover of darkness, by choosing to do nothing, the Supreme Court allowed an unconstitutional abortion ban in Texas to go into effect last night, she wrote. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.